This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Keren Agula Tmeo. The type of something you blow into. It's also like a musical clean. Maybe it's just more to make a loud sound like a trumpet. And it's made of pieces. And the Mefarshim explain there are different pieces. There's the piece that's called the Agula. And that's what's called Keren Agula. And the Agula is bent over. Pshuta is a straight piece. Different sounds or different functions of making sounds. Lemaisa, these are made out of the bones of a behemoth, like every shofar. What's a shofar? It's kli etzem. A regular shofar should not be mekabel tumah because it doesn't have a kli kibul. Kli etzem need a kli kibul. What we're talking about over here is that the keren agula is considered a davar sheyesh bebeis kibul because you can't put water in it. The Gemara in Shabbos says the flamen, hey, that sometimes they would taka put mayim bekeren in order to give lahashkis bem tinoik, so it's mekabel tumah, but keren pshuta doesn't have a base kibul, there's no kabel tumah. So therefore, keren agula is tmeo, upshuta tohoiru. Im hoisem mitzupis shalo, the piece that's at the head of the keren, that the mouth, that's the mouthpiece of the tekea, is shoma teches, it's covered over with metal, so tmeo. Now, it doesn't have a clay kibul, but it's metal. The reason why it's mekabel tumah is because the dove b'fnei atzmo has a chshivus vaistois, that because it's the place where the mouthpiece it blows, even though you need it together with the keren, but the mitzupis, the mouthpiece, is considered a dove b'fnei atzmo, so it's mekabel tumah b'fnei atzmo. That's why it's tmei. Hakav shalo, this is the wide piece at the end where the sound comes out of. Reb Tarfin metame, Reb Tarfin holds that it has a shein b'fnei atzmo, so it's klei mateches. Pshute klei mateches is mekabel tumah v'chom mitarim, because we don't see it as a dove b'fnei atzmo, so it doesn't have a shame as klei mateches. So it can't be mekabel tumah unless it has a base kibul. U'bishas chiburon, when the whole thing is assembled, the keren, the kav, are put together with the mitzupas hakol tumah, because all of it is a mechuber to a kli mateches. Ki yotze boi kane minoiro, the same type of idea. Are the pieces of a menorah that are made, Chazal have this all over. Menorah doesn't mean the Beis HaMikdash. It means the menorah shel chulius, and normally you have in Hilchos Boina, on Shabbos and Muktzah, there were pieces that were assembled. There's the base, and there's the stems, and then there's the kelim on the top that contain the oil. So it's put together from pieces. Tohirin doesn't have a shem b'fnei atzmo. None of the pieces function by themselves. However, haperach, Perachovi doesn't mean prochem like you have in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It means some type of plate, which was very wide, and it's on the top of the menorah, and the ner is put into that. Vabosis is the base of the menorah, because that holds the whole weight, is screwed into that as a base, like a base of a standing lamp, that type of thing. Tmeim, they are considered dvar ma'im dim b'fnei atzmo, even though really, you don't use them bifnei atzmam, but when they're assembled, it's considered a dover ha'im bifnei atzmam because the functionality of it is self-contained. It means like this. The base of a lamp or this type of menorah, the base, rather it's the base of a lamp, so you don't have much usefulness out of it if you don't have a lamp to put into it. But when the lamp's assembled, what's the base doing? The base is where something stands, and stands firm. The base of b'fnei atzmo. We had this before by the klei shir. So the piece that blows by itself, even though you don't use it by itself, but that's considered a dover b'fnei atzmo. It's not mekabel tumah only when it's neschaber with everything else. It's mekabel tumah b'fnei atzmo. Mashen came, the chalokim that you use only together with l'mashul the pieces, the kane hamenorah. The kanim aren't used. They don't have a usage except for holding up the bowls, the plate with the bowl where the nair is. So therefore, without that, it doesn't have a shem kli. So the Mishnah just says the perach and the bosses are tmeim. Ubishas kiburin hakol tamei. Everything's tamei because, like we said before, once it's assembled, even if it doesn't have a shem kli b'fnei atzmo, hamechabel kli klihu. Now the Rav is mitzayin on the first chelik of the Mishnah, Keren Agula, which we explained is a musical instrument. It's made of kli etzem, and then there's the separate parts, and then there's the whole thing assembled. The whole thing assembled together is mechuber letomei tomei, and each piece b'fnei atzmei, you have to dan each piece if it's a kli b'fnei atzmei. The Rav is mitzayin on that is sugi and Shabbos daf mem zayin, also sugi and Shabbos daf nun hey, that talks about these pieces being assembled. And he says, Chibur prokim shel agula koshim utzuchin umun yoysim chibur prokim shel pshuta. To put together the pieces of agula is already a whole umnis. Umitneze omru hamachse keren agula b'shabes chayiv chatos mashengim pshuta. The Rav brings down that the Gemara understands that the assembly of the pshuta and the agula is different. What does this have to do with us? When you open up the Pirushim over here, the Rash explains the Mishnah the way we just said it, that we're dealing with clay etzem, and then there are pieces that are mateches, and the shalas and the chibur. But Maisim, when you look at the Rambam explains the whole Mishnah by us, Keren Agula, the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Kelim, and the Pirushim Mishnayis, and he says that the Keren Agula over here, it's all pieces of metal, and the shalas only assembled and not assembled. And the Ravid is Masik, he says, I don't have a makor to this din the Rambam saying. Now, according to the Rambam, that's how he explains the Mishnah. So the Ravid went with the Pirush the way we understood the Rash, which is that we're talking over here about Kli Etzem. We're not talking about pieces of metal. What is the Rambam's pshat over here that we haven't explained yet? The Rambam says that we're talking over here about a musical instrument he calls a Chatzoytzois, which we're familiar with as a trumpet from Pashas Baal Oischo. He says, if it's divided up into pieces, if it's an intricate thing that can't be put together except Ha'idea Mais Umon, which is the Gemara that we just quoted, Lagabi Melech Shabbos, the Rambam brings this as Pshat now Mishnah, Hareza Mikabelas Tomo, Kishihi Michuberes. Vim Yochla Koil Lefarko Lachzira, if it's easy enough and anybody could assemble and disassemble, then it's not Mikabel Tomo. The Ravid asked, when you look at the sugi and Shabbos daf nun ches, seems clear that the toyelis of the fact that it's easily assembled is that if a head yid yochel lechabron, then it's considered assembled even when it's disassembled, and each piece is considered functioning together with the other parts, they're all mekabel tuma, even when it's disassembled. And the Rambam seems to be saying mamash faket, and the Svara doesn't make sense, keneged the Gemara. The Rambam saying that if it can be assembled easily, so it's Eina Mekabelas Tumah, it's Eina Mekabelas Tumah, if I can't, that makes a Mekabelas Tumah. And he's talking about when it's together. For sure when it's together, it's Mekabel Tumah. It's only by the thing that can only be made by an Uman, when it's disassembled, so it can't be Mekabel Tumah. But the Kalim that are easily assembled are less? What's Pshat? Look at the Chiddush of Chaim Halevi in Perek Yud Hilchos Kelim, and he has a whole Arichos Dvarim, which we can't say over in a short amount of time. What he understands and how to fit that into the mission to the other dinim over here, Shver, the whole sugi has to be gone through, which Reb Chaim does over there by Arichos. But the reason why something which is easily disassembled, even when it's assembled, is not Mekabel Tumah, is because we don't see the pieces together as one thing. We see them as loosely aligned, attached with each other. Smil doesn't have a shema ganze kli. And the reason why it has to have that is because the pieces over here are not clay maisa unless they function together. But since they disassemble quickly and easily, smil it's not a kli. With something that needs a professional, a maisa umma, to put together, which the Rav, like we quoted, says, it'd be chayav on Shabbos, when it's assembled, then it has a shame of a functioning kli, so it's a clay maisa, and the pieces bifnei atzmam are not kelim. Again, how it shtims with the sugya, and how it shtims, how we read the Mishnah over here, that we'll have to leave. And that's the Reden Reb Chaim. Mishnah Ches, kasdo is a helmet that they wore to battle. So it's made out of metal for protection. Tmeo has a clay kibul, it's a kabul the head. L'choyayim, this that they would put on their cheeks, like we had for Tahirim, it doesn't have a shame bifne atzmoy. It's not clear, because the same with the kasdah is protection that an arrow, a bullet shouldn't go into his head. So the l'chayim l'chara protection for the sides of the face. Just because it's used only, it's snapped in together with the kazda when it's worn in battle, why shouldn't it be a davar v'chayim l'chayatzmei? Im yesh behem beis kibul mayim, t'men. We're going over here, l'chayra on the l'chayim. We said they're flat. L'chayra doesn't have a beis kibul. But if it does have some type of hishtamshus of a beis kibul, and they would drink, the Rav says, sheshoyz behem mayim b'malchoma, then it is tamei. Kol kli ha-malchoma, t'meim. All clay mulchoma that are made of metal are mekabel tuma. Kidoin, hanikoin, not clear what all these things are. The kidoin is some type of spear, holds in his hand, the Rav brings. The nikoin is like a shield. Magofaim is some type of protection for the ankles and the feet. So they were like shoes that were made out of metal. Vashiryoin is armor, a coat of armor, like you see in the museums, the way the counts used to wear. Tmeim, they're all tamei, they're all made out of metal. Kol takshite noshim tmeim, all jewelry of women is mekabel tuma. And here the Mefarshim point out that's not so pashut. They're made out of metal, they're shimushi, they have tashmishin, but lemaisa, they're not clay maisa. So you need a bazundere ribui, we pointed out before, with the word dova legabe klei shiro. But over here also, you have takshitin that are made lenoi. The pasuk says, kol kli asher yaseh sheh ye'oseh melocha bohem b'mayim yuva. This is a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. L'chayra, it's only kelim asher ye'oseh melocha bohem. So on that, you have to say that the pasuk that we quoted before in Parshas Matos, v'chol asher lo yovei bo'esh taviru b'mayim v'chol, his L'Rab is Takshitim, that they're also Mekabel Tumah. The Rab brings this, and it comes from the Rash. This is the way you're going to have to be Marbet. L'maisa, it's Neged to a Sugi and Shabbos, Nafman Beis. And Rashi over there seems to quote a different Pasuk. The fact is that it says that everything that was captured from Midian had to be put through a Tahara process, Vaisteis and Mekabel Tumah. And included in that was all the jewelry, Tzmidim, Etzdoh, these type of Zachim, Vaisteis, that even though it's not Klei Maisa, but it's Nichlal. Now, the Lomdus, like we said, we pointed out a few Mishnahs ago from Reb Chaim, that the Kli Mateches needs to be a Klei Maisa. It's not enough that it has a functional purpose. It has to do something. Tachshitena. So this is the Reb Chaim that we talked about before. Legabe pieces of a Kli, when they're put together, when is it Chal Ned Hashem of Klei Maisa? The Mishnah now lists off, it sounds almost like a list that you have from Mishnah Shabbos about which things are also boitzah or not. There's a certain amount of overlap. Ir Shel Zov is mentioned over there was some type of band that a woman would wear on her forehead. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva made one for Rochel Ishtoi when he had Ashirus to commemorate the tremendous dagger of Mesirus Nefesh that facilitated Rabbi Kiva becoming Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Gamliel's Rebbetzin was Tever Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, that's on a Darga of Mesirus Nefesh. You've never had to have that type of Mesirus Nefesh for Tever. Katlios are something that the women would wrap around their necks, like a necklace, a choker, I think it's tighter. Nizomim is earrings, Tabois is rings. The Tabas, that we said, is Mekabel Tumah, Ben Sheyesh Lachoysim, Ben Sheyen Lachoysim. Again, the Mishnah points this out also, Mekabi Kari. Nizmei Af is nose rings, are also Mekabel Tumah, all types of takshit. Katlo Shechulyo is Shelo Shomatochis, a type of necklace with the pieces that go around that are connected, and they're connected B'chut Shel Pishton Oy Shel Tzemer, which is the way they have necklaces by us. It's attached on a string. And the jewelry, the gold, whatever it is, goes around, and then the string snap. Nifsek hachut happens by necklaces. Hachulyois tmeyois, the pieces by themselves are takshitin. Shekol achas va'achas could be used as a takshit. Each piece of gold or diamond or gold inlaid with diamonds could be used as a takshit. So merely each one's a klei b'fnei atzmo. Chut shel matochos, if the string was metal, v'chulyos shel avonim tevis u'magolyos, v'shel zchuchis, nishtabru hachulyos, hachut b'fnei atzmei kayim, if the pieces that are on the string get broken, but the string itself is attached to the atzma tamei. Diamonds are avonim. Avonim are not mekabel tumah. So therefore they have to be fully functional on the string, and then the whole thing becomes tummy. The whole thing becomes very lekabel tumah. But kishalatzmam not, the pieces nishtabru are not tummy. The string itself blibes tummy. But in the first case, we're talking about chuyos when they're made out of gold or silver. So the klematech is attached to nishtabru. Even though it can't be used as a necklace if the string is broken, but each one could be put onto something to be attached to nishtabru. Sheyore katlo, there's pieces of a necklace that are missing or it was cut down in size. Kimloit savor kitano. It's enough to be makabel tuma if it's a takshit that's right to put on a young child. Afilu tabas achas, even one piece, one chulio, tmeo, shekin toilin bitzavor. This type of thing is hung on the neck, so it's mamish minimal. Doesn't even have to be the amount that's normally worn by a ketana. Even one piece can be worn. So now that's also makabel tuma. It also has enough of a chashivus. Bifnei atzma. So here's a few horrors. We explained that the reason why a takshas makabel tuma is, even though it's not a klei maisa, we said over the Hezbollah of Chaim, it's not klei maisa, it's a ribuy of koil. Oh, we said from Rashi, maybe a different ribuy, but it's a chiddush. Lamaisa, the pashtus of this is that we're talking about klei mateches, metal takshitim on makabel tuma, gold, silver, etc. What about something that's made out of eights and it was designed intricately in its attachment? Who says? This is the assumption of the Mishnah Achrayna that the riboy of tachshitin being kalim from the riboy of koil is only by klei mateches, not by klei eitz. Lamaisa, the Rambam is mufurish in Hilchos Kelim Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalef, not that way, and the Chaznish is matmiya. As a shadow from our Mishnah, what's the rai from our Mishnah not that way? Because the Mishnah says that the chulyos that are made out of zov are mekabel tumah when it's not on the string, but chulyos shel avonim u'margolyos which are avonim are not mekabel tumah. What says? Let the taksha itself be mekabel tumah. What you're going to have to say is that even according to the Rambam, the ribui is marba that if it's a min which is mekabel tumah, the shame taksha is enough to cover for the lack of being klemaisa. It doesn't do anything, but the shem takshit makes it into like a klemaisa. But avonim that don't have a teiras klei kibul bifnei atzmom, the shem takshit sheboi does not itself render it royal kabel tumah. That's the pashut avod. Another point is that there's a sugya in Shabbos daf nun tes l'gabi carrying. The Mishnah has a interesting lashon by us. The Mishnah says l'gabi tabas. The lashon is katlois nizam v'tabois v'tabas ben sheyesh l'choisim. It's a little bit awkward, the lashon. It should have said v'tabois ben sheyesh l'choisim. Why does it say v'tabois v'tabas ben sheyesh l'choisim? We look at the sugya in Shabbos. It's mavur, and the goyin makes the tzushtal to explain the wording by us. Tabois means tachshitei noshim. Katlois nizam tabois. Stop. The tabas is going on a ring that's worn by a man. The ring that's worn by a man is considered a takshit ben sheyesh lochoisim and she'el lochoisim. Men have what they used to have in the old days. You read the stories about the old kings, the signet ring. So it has a choisim, doesn't have a choisim, it's a takshit. By women, it's only a takshit if it doesn't have a choisim. So the tabas is going on a takshit and noshim, tabas is going on a tabas of men.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.